If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And welcome into hour number two of the Outdoor Show. And for the second week in a row, we've got our bad boy, the outdoor case, being sentenced to jail. This time it's a Texas biology professor spending some jail time for his crime. We'll tell you all about that. Also got some live fishing reports from our field reporters. And also we get to our text messages to 504-260-1870. In fact, the Lake Pontchartrain fishermen and son are texting back in. They're going to be launching at the Mandeville Lakefront and fishing the shoreline and the causeway are their targets. All right, causeway. Here you go. Best way to fish the causeway, trolling. Lead core line, and you pull the baits behind the boat moving at about 1.5 to 2 miles an hour. You want that bait to stay just a couple of feet off the bottom. Drag it parallel to the bridges. And what that does is it allows you to cover a lot of area. That's a long bridge span, and you never know where those fish are going to be. It's easy to find them when you're continually moving. When you get a hookup on a troll line, you want to turn around, pass back through that area, and see if the fish are stationary there. If you don't get any more hits, continue to troll because there's a good chance the school could be moving. As far as the shoreline, at Goose Point, there's some grass beds over there. Sometimes, in addition to the trout, there's some good redfish hanging out over there. And another suggestion that I might have for you, too, is there is a reef, an artificial reef, just on the east side of the causeway, just a few miles offshore from the north shore. I don't get a lot of reports from there, so I'm not sure if it was placed in a spot where the tides are wrong and it's not real efficient, but it's marked, and if you go online, you can get the coordinates for it. I would suggest giving that artificial reef a try. It may be a very good, well-kept secret that nobody's talking about. All right, let's see. We've got Uncle Dave. He's back down in Happy Jack. Looking for a fisherman's prayer. A fisherman's prayer is not a good strategy. You need a plan. Get you a plan. It'll work better. But I guess it never hurts to pray. He says the mosquitoes are biting, that's for sure. All right, this message from our friend Lafitte LT. He says, we're not helping the speck population with the new regulations. We would have had our limit and with the first 50 fish caught, but instead the dolphins ate over 100 just so we could keep 20. Yep, that is a problem, and supposedly when they set these regulations, mortality from pelicans and dolphins was taken into consideration, but I know it's hard to watch when you're catching those 12-inch trout that you could have kept, you're throwing them back, and the dolphins are sitting there waiting with the dinner table set, and also the pelicans, so another issue that can be discussed. All right, let's see. We got the backstrap stacker checking in from Mobile, wishing everyone to have a great day. And LT says, would a game warden mind if we kept undersized specks alive until we got away from the dolphins to release instead of immediately where they'd get eaten? I don't think that's going to work because I'm sure you're very well-intentioned, as a lot of people would be, but then you've got those people that would use that as an excuse. And the way the law reads, it's possession, what's in your possession. So that ain't going to work, at least for now. We got Justin the Duck Guy. I haven't heard from Justin in a while. He's wishing he was going fishing. He's working today. And according to Jason, my barber, it's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Is that a Star Wars day? I guess maybe. All right. Well, we're looking for some more reports. We'll get those for you coming up shortly. Also, our bad boy in the outdoors feature. Stick around. We got another full hour to go. It's all the stuff you and I love to talk about each and every Saturday morning. Fishing, hunting when it's in, and lots of other outdoor stuff. We do it here, 5 to 7 a.m. on the Outdoors with Tom Dubuque Radio Network.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And it's time for the long-awaited fishing report from Captain Mike Gallo, a presentation of CETO. CETO are the folks that they come rescue you whenever you need it. 24/7 expert service. They'll deliver you fuel. They'll jumpstart you if you got electrical problems. Tow you from dock to dock on every boat you own or borrow. Plus, you can get discounts on fuel and lodging. There's a whole lot of stuff they do on their Advantage Network partnership. All of that is included in your $249 a year membership, which is renewable. Call Captain Chris. Get signed up today, 504-301-4545, or you can go online at CETO.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, have you been drop-shotting the bridges, or has the winds precluded you from doing that and forced you to take alternative actions?
Well, other than yesterday, Don, I did fish the bridges pretty much every day last week with varying success. It seems every day we're catching 25 to 35 fish, but some days it's 20 speckled trout and 5 catfish, and other days it's 20 catfish and 5 speckled trout. But they're there. They do seem to be moving around quite a bit, so I kind of, you know, my best spot, or I think it's my best spot, I try it for maybe 20 minutes, and if it doesn't work, I really stick to the 10-minute rule pretty accurately and stay at a spot for 10 minutes and then just continue moving until you find what you're looking for. That's been the pattern. Yesterday we had rain run us in before 10 o'clock, so we didn't get to move around too terribly much, and what we caught was reflective of that.
Yeah. Any reports from some of your other haunts, you know, the Mr. Go or possibly over there by the wall and even further down towards Biloxi Marsh?
I had one of the captains that runs trips for me run down towards the wall. I had some dirty water earlier in the week, and he hung out right around the Air Products Canal and came back with a mixed box, sheephead, drum, the occasional redfish, flounder, not many trout, mostly those other type species. But if you go in those areas, you know, and he's fishing live shrimp on a drop shot, there's some fish there.
Mike, you mentioned catfish, and this year particularly, it's become a very important part of your catch. And I think it's important to point out to a lot of people hearing this that are strictly saltwater fishermen saying, well, what are you talking about catfish? You're thinking you're talking about hardheads or gaff tops. Talk about the type of catfish you've been catching.
Yeah, we're catching freshwater catfish in Lake Pontchartrain, mostly blue cats, but the occasional channel cat. And those are very good to eat. Takes a little while to get the hang of cleaning them. They're not too bad to clean, but excellent on the table. Very good table fare and relatively plentiful.
You know, Mike, I got a text from some friends of mine, Tom and Ray Nell, some longtime fishermen, and we were talking about that closure of the 510 bridge across to Parrish Road from I-10, and they say they fish the same area as the Shell Beach, and they just launch at the Wrigley's and get there quicker than by the car. Would that be a good alternative for people that don't want to drive through the city of New Orleans to put the boat in there by Wrigley's and run down towards Shell Beach? How long does that take you? Because you run that pretty regularly.
I'm right at the L&N Bridge right now in Lake Bourne. It's very calm. So if I were to go to Shell Beach from here, I would think no more than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference, you know, obviously cars are more efficient than boats. So you'd be a little bit more in fuel. Now, you would certainly have several options to stop and fish along the way. We're going to go to the Biloxi Marsh and target redfish today, but I'm looking at three platforms right on the western edge of Lake Bourne. I see one boat at one platform. So those other two platforms aren't being fished at the moment. There's actually only two boats at the L&N Bridge, and the water's fairly clean. Today, we got some small tides, so fishing these passes, these choke points where the water is going to be moving, is probably a good idea.
Are you thinking about stopping at any of those platforms on your way to the Biloxi Marsh, or are you making a beeline for the marsh?
I'm going to try to make a beeline for the marsh unless the wind stays down and the gnats try to eat us. Then we'll fish some of those platforms on the eastern edge of the Biloxi Marsh and let the wind pick up. I think around 8 o'clock, it should pick up to about 5 miles an hour, and that'll be enough to chase the gnats off.
A lot of times those platforms are overlooked. Tell people how you fish those platforms in Lake Bourne.
When I have good conditions, I try to start up current, put the trolling motor down, and fan cast. You know, try to pay attention to where you are and communicate with your other fishermen on board when somebody gets a bite or catches a fish. See if you can hold in that position and see if there's more than one fish in that area. If not, just circle the platform, fish towards it, fish away from it. Feel for shells on the bottom. Most likely, if you find trout, they're going to be hanging where there's hard shells or a hard bottom.
How many times have you seen it where there might be two, maybe even three boats fishing a platform, and just one corner of that platform seems to be where all the fish are, and all the other things being equal, throwing the same bait, fishing the same, you know, way?
That is relatively common, Don. They'll be in little schools, and you know, when you hook a speckled trout, he regurgitates what's in his stomach, and the other fish will eat that. So the more you catch them, they're chumming for other ones, and they'll sort of gang up in an area. A lot of times it takes 45 minutes to an hour for that scenario to play out. But if you keep baiting the water and keep fishing in that area, you start fishing an area maybe three blocks behind you, because what they regurgitate goes down current. Other fish smell that and work their way up current to see where that source is coming from, and that source is you, and you catch them.
Sometimes it's called pulling fish off of another boat. Mike, great stuff, good report, good luck to you and your guys headed to the marsh. If somebody wants to get you, you're on my website, easy to find there. Give us your site and the telephone number.
You can find me at aaofla.com, and the reliable telephone is 985-781-7811.
All right, till next week. We'll see you then.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Always got a good, well-rounded report on a Pretty large area. All right, we come back after this. It's Paddler's time. Brendan Bayard walked away with at least one prize over at the Paddlepalooza. He'll give you the results of how that went and also some tips on fishing this weekend from your paddle craft or maybe your pedal craft. Back with that after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, several years ago, we instituted a paddler's report because in reaction to the tremendous amount of popularity that has been given to particularly kayak fishing, it's been growing and growing over the years, and the good folks with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club work with us in conjunction with the sponsor, Massey's Outfitters. They've got three locations for you, Mid-City in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also one over in Covington. Some of the best kayak fishing models you'll find anywhere, including those Hobies, and you can search their website for all kind of products, fishing accessories, and also it gives you an update on those demo days where you can get out and ride before you buy. You can get all of that information at MasseyOutfitters.com. Also, keep up to date with their Facebook page. Also, strongly suggest you sign up and follow the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club website. Because if you did, you'd have the same results we're going to be talking about from last weekend's 20-year anniversary Paddlepalooza, one of the biggest and oldest kayak fishing tournaments in the nation, and Brendan Bayard was there in the thick of it. Brendan, how did you do last week?
Hey, Don, I did pretty good. I struggled catching redfish because we had some really high water, and when the water goes up about a foot and a half over the its normal banks, those redfish cruise way up into the grass, and although the kayak is the best way to catch them like that, sometimes they go so far up and they're so dispersed from the normal areas, it's really a challenge to catch. A lot of people caught them. I just wasn't one of the lucky ones to find a nice tournament red. So I did well with flounder and trout. Took home first place on the flounder, so that was good. There was a lot of flounder caught. I think the population's rebounding since the early days of the club where we had the BP oil spill and we had years where nobody caught flounder. I'm seeing a little bit of growth from the flounder again, so that's great. But, you know, sometimes Mother Nature gives you 20 to 30 mile an hour winds and high water and you just make the best of it.
Yep. Well, you know, that's the thing about a slam is, you know, you got to get all of them to make it work. And you and I were predicting it was going to take between 10 and 12 pounds to win it. And hey, sounds like that was just about on target. Who was the big winner?
Yes, we had Luke Greer of Metairie. He rented a kayak. 18 years old, just graduated high school, went down with a rented kayak, just totally dominated the field. I think the next closest slam was probably 9 pounds, so he beat him by 2 pounds. He brought to the scales a 5-pound trout, really impressive trout. You know, I love to see somebody win with a trout because it's typically a battle between the reds, but when you catch a nice 5-pound trout, that really says something. I think he was fishing the bayous in and around between Grand Isle and Fouchon, and is fishing with plastics on the bottom.
Yeah, what a feat! A rented kayak, and he beat all of those semi pros, and that trout was a gorgeous fish to pull out under those conditions. Well, there's always another tournament coming up, but for this weekend, Brendan, what would you suggest for somebody looking to get out and just have a relaxing day and put maybe a few fish in the kayak?
Yeah, the fish are starting to congregate around the coastline behind Grand Isle. We were seeing a lot of trout being caught over that way. So if you want to go and check out the newly refurbished kayak launch back there on Ludwig Street, back near the high school of Grand Isle in the Wildlife and Fisheries, that area was producing a lot of trout all along the rocks and the riprap right there. I think.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You know, several years ago, we instituted a paddler's report because in reaction to the tremendous amount of popularity that has been given to particularly kayak fishing, it's been growing and growing over the years, and the good folks with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club work with us in conjunction with the sponsor, Massey's Outfitters. They've got three locations for you, Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also one over in Covington. Some of the best kayak fishing models you'll find anywhere, including those Hobies, and you can search their website for all kind of products, fishing accessories, and also it gives you an update on those demo days where you can get out and ride before you buy. You can get all of that information at MasseyOutfitters.com. Also, keep up to date with their Facebook page. Also, strongly suggest you sign up and follow the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club website. Because if you did, you'd have the same results we're going to be talking about from last weekend's 20-year anniversary Paddlepalooza, one of the biggest and oldest kayak fishing tournaments in the nation. And Brendan Bayard was there in the thick of it. Brendan, how did you do last week?
Hey, Don, I did pretty good. I struggled catching redfish because we had some really high water. And when the water goes up about a foot and a half over the its normal banks, those redfish cruise way up into the grass. And although the kayak is the best way to catch them like that, sometimes they go so far up and they're so dispersed from the normal areas, it's really a challenge to catch. A lot of people caught them. I just wasn't one of the lucky ones to find a nice tournament red. So I did well with flounder and trout. Took home first place on the flounder, so that was good. There was a lot of flounder caught. I think the population's rebounding since the early days of the club where we had the BP oil spill and we had years where nobody caught flounder. I'm seeing a little bit of growth from the flounder again, so that's great. But, you know, sometimes Mother Nature gives you 20 to 30 mile an hour winds and high water and you just make the best of it.
Yep. Well, you know, that's the thing about a slam is, you know, you got to get all of them to make it work. And you and I were predicting it was going to take between 10 and 12 pounds to win it. And, hey, sounds like that was just about on target. Who was the big winner?
Yes, we had Luke Greer of Metairie. He rented a kayak. 18 years old, just graduated high school, went down with a rented kayak, just totally dominated the field. I think the next closest slam was probably 9 pounds, so he beat him by 2 pounds. He brought to the scales a 5-pound trout, really impressive trout. You know, I love to see somebody win with a trout because it's typically a battle between the reds, but when you catch a nice 5-pound trout, that really says something. I think he was fishing the bayous in and around between Grand Isle and Fouchon, and is fishing with plastics on the bottom.
Yeah, what a feat. A rented kayak, and he beat all of those semi-pros, and that trout was a gorgeous fish to pull out under those conditions. Well, there's always another tournament coming up, but for this weekend, Brendan, what would you suggest for somebody looking to get out and just have a relaxing day and put maybe a few fish in the kayak?
Yeah, the fish are starting to congregate around the coastline behind Grand Isle. We were seeing a lot of trout being caught over that way. So if you want to go and check out the newly refurbished kayak launch back there on Ludwig Street, back near the high school of Grand Isle in the Wildlife and Fisheries, that area was producing a lot of trout all along the rocks and the riprap right there. I think if you have a day where the beach is calm, that could be productive as well. But anywhere in and around Grand Isle, those bayous that are off of the road right there between Grand Isle and Fouchon, all that area has been really productive right now. And to the point, like anywhere right now, while the temperatures are mild, we were having people catch fish, you know, from Golden Meadow all the way down. So I think, you know, there's opportunities anywhere, so you don't have to really drive all the way. As the summer gets hotter, you're going to see those fish kind of get out of those shallow ponds and head to deeper canals and more towards the coastline. But for right now, they're pretty well dispersed, and you can catch them mostly anywhere, but you'll see that pattern shift more and more towards the coast.
You know, Brendan, I'm a firm believer that there are fewer spots, in quotation, that always produce fish, as there are conditions, and knowing how to read the conditions, and that dictates where you go. I'm not going to ask you to give away maybe your flounder spot, because there are some spots that historically produce certain species of fish. But what was the scenario of where you found that winning flounder?
I found moving water behind Grand Isle, and it was a choke point between two kind of bigger spots with the island. And so as that cove transitioned to another cove, there was kind of an island and a choke point, and then there was some gravel and other kind of junk in the way. I always seem to find flounder, either by a structure change where you're going from sand to gravel, or you're going from, you know, grass to rock, or you're going from a big body of water to a choke point, and they're waiting in ambush. But this place had both of those things. It had a structure change from sand to rocks, and it had a choke point. So it was a perfect area, in my opinion, and I just worked it. I let it rest for a while and came back and cycled through and worked it again. And, eventually that flounder set up in that area. And I caught him, and then I caught another really nice one when I was back in the grass fishing for reds. I was really excited for a while. I thought I had a nice red, and it was a really nice flounder.
Well, it paid off for you, and when I fish flounders, I think of ambush. You know, any type of situation where a fish could set up an ambush, because that's exactly what a flounder is, whether it be a rock jetty along a beach or a spot between two points with some tide moving around a corner, stuff like that usually pays off. Good stuff, Brendan, and congratulations on your win. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters. Next week, you'll hear from Captain Eric. All right. We come back after this. It's Bad Boy, the Outdoors time. I don't know if we've ever had a biology professor as one of our bad boys, but we got one for you this week. His story's next, right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. I got an interesting text coming in from texter number 2178. It says, I understand the pros and cons about fishing limits, but I know it's been discussed and enacted upon for the last 30 years, but nobody talks about the amount of fishermen that are on the water nowadays. Buying a boat is made so easy for people with long-term financing. Years ago, people did not do that. Therefore, there were a lot less fishermen. Your thoughts? Actually, fishing pressure is one of the factors that they put into the equation. And yes, there are a lot more fishermen out there now with better equipment, faster boats, bigger boats, digital technology through GPS, fish finders, live scopes, better baits, better tackle. But one of the other big factors is loss of habitat. So all of those factors go into it. But, yeah, that is definitely taken into consideration, the amount of pressure, and that is measured through license sales and also from fishermen surveys that are taken at the dock about how long they fished, how many people were there, what they caught, those type of things. All right, we got a bad boy in the outdoors to talk about, a guy who spent some jail time. We'll tell you his story. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Dr. Richard Kazmaier was sentenced for buying and importing protected wildlife into the United States without declaring it or obtaining the required permits. According to court documents, Kazmaier was an associate professor of biology at West Texas A&M University before his resignation. Kazmaier admitted he purchased and imported approximately 358 protected wildlife items, mostly the skulls, skeletons, and taxidermy mounts from, including among others, Eurasian otter, lynx, caracal, vervet monkey, greater naked tail armadillo, and king bird of paradise from 12 foreign countries as far away as Indonesia, China, and Russia, with a total market value of $14,423. He bought it from eBay and other online sales websites. A federal judge in Amarillo, Texas, handed down a sentence of 6 months in prison, 3 years of post-release supervision, and a $5,000 fine for 55-year-old biologist Dr. Richard Kazmaier from the Lone Star State of Texas, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, I guess some of the fellow inmates will be getting some biology lessons while they're doing their time. All right, I want to remind you, Bad Boys of the Outdoors is a presentation of our Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. They are a nonprofit group that you can help provide funds for their scholarship and other benefits like fundraisers for some of their members in need. And you do that by purchasing some really sharp, exclusive gear. That's T-shirts and a variety of colors and styles. They've got hats, they've got koozies, they've got bags, and a lot more. You can support your agents who protect the precious natural resources by visiting supportlwaa.org. That's supportlwaa.org. All right, let me get to some more of the text messages here. Let's see. This one says, how long do you keep vacuum-sealed fish in a freezer? That's from Old Dog. I have kept fish in good shape in a freezer for a year or a little bit older. Vacuum sealing is great. Also, it helps if you freeze them in water. It keeps to prevent that freezer burning. And I guess the best of both worlds would be to vacuum seal it with a little water in it. So there's your answer, Old Dog. All right, when we come back after this time out, we're going to be joined by the guy we call the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, checking on the tip of the boot fishing for us. He does that each and every week. He's back with us after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our own Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us now. And, Ryan, I want to start off with this. I got a text in from Texter 5552. I wish these people would just at least put their first name so we know who we're talking to. But anyway, he says, have you ever fished the shad spawn run on the East Coast? A friend in Virginia has been trying to get him to come up there one spring. Now, I have not. I don't know if you have, but one thing you and I have fished is that spawn that happens down along our coast, and it is nothing short of phenomenal when it takes place.
Oh, yeah. But you know, those, what he's talking about is those shad. You fishing for the shad. They're big, and they get in the rivers on the east, and you actually fish for the shad. And
okay, so here what we're fishing for is the predator fish that come after the eggs.
Correct. We fish the glass minnow spawn, and they fish the shad spawn, but they fish these big shad. It's a pretty sporty little job too.
Huh. Well, we haven't talked about fishing the glass minnow spawn in quite a while, but when you witness it, you know it. There's birds attacking, you know, the eggs, and the predator fish are in the water. And have you witnessed it recently this year? Has it happened yet,
I saw some glass minnows working the other day. The bite is, I don't know if I've ever seen a better redfish bite in my life than we got right now in the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. The boys will leave the lodge. We eat breakfast at 6. They leave about 6:15, 6:20. Sometimes they're done by 7 o'clock. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, it's good. I mean, let's go look for big ones. Let's go look for some trout. Let's go do something. Look for an alligator, an eco-tour, something.
How long does it take to go through what you're catching to get to slot fish? Because that was the wrap.
No,
it's
all
hard to find a slot
now.
Fish. They're all in a slot.
No, they're all slots now because the class of last year just reached 16, 17 inches. So you don't have that many throwbacks like we were a month ago. But there's some nice fish, too. There's some two-year-olds in there. And then there's some big ones. There's very few three-year-olds. You know, we beat those up for 2 years because that's all everybody had. But the bite is just incredible right now. I think one of them told me they caught over 200 reds by 11 o'clock yesterday.
Wow.
I mean, really, yeah, it's like that.
I mean, that's a fish a minute.
Yeah, well, if you got three people or four people on the boat, that's a fish a minute.
Wow.
But, it was crazy. And I did. I took the new CPRA crew members out yesterday and, you know, some of the wildlife and fishery and showed them the diversions and all the land that's building above the water. And, we walked on some beautiful land, trees and bushes. And, I mean, it's just incredible what's growing. So, yeah, I took them out and taught them a bit yesterday about how it works. And hopefully we'll get Mid-Barataria back online and grow some on the west side.
You know, there's a bird migration going on right now. Did you get to see a lot of arrivals coming in?
No, I did not, unfortunately. It's usually April. It's about ending now. But, you know, if you get a cold front that hits that, then you have what's called a fallout. And then you see plenty neotropicals. And they get in the lotus trees a lot and feed. And I did not see them this year. I think I saw some pictures that Luke Landry had of a red-throated, rosy-throated grosbeck and some painted bunnies. But I unfortunately didn't get to see them.
Hmm.
I love them, though. God, the little indigo bunnies and stuff is just incredible to see.
Yeah, there are so many birds that come down that way. That's one of the major migration routes and a drop-off point, a stop-off point. Hey, you told me you've got the Merlin app, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I sit here in the morning, I turn it on. You know, I usually get 17, 20, 20-something birds, you know, because it's birdie right here.
Yeah, I was in the turkey woods last week and got a bunch of and some new ones. One that I hadn't heard before was a catbird.
Yeah, I get them every now and then here too.
Sounds exactly like a purring cat, you know, like a kitten.
Oh yeah,
that's what it was.
Kind of weird, huh? But that, with my hearing the way it is, because it rings so badly, I don't hear a lot of the little birds. And Merlin will pick up the little birds, the warblers and stuff that I don't hear. And I'm saying, damn, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, you can thank decades of shotgunning for that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I wear hearing protection, but, I worked at a chemical plant for a while, too. But, I've been shooting all my life. But they ring, oh, my word, I can't hardly hear stuff. Sometimes they ring so bad.
Yeah.
But you just live with it. That's just part of what we do.
Yeah. Well, how's the river looking? It's over 10 now?
Oh, yeah, it's at 11, and it's steady right there. And it's flowing good, but it doesn't matter. That's where the fish are. Goodness gracious. We tried to fish the west yesterday evening, and once it gets to blowing, you can't get on the fish because there's no protection. There's no land anywhere, so it's just open water. So, you have those underwater reefs and stuff. I think they caught 17, and the day before Cody and Luke went, they had 17 to 20 each, and they were really, really nice trout. But you just, once the wind blows, it dirties it up really quick, and it makes it more difficult. But, it is what it is. I mean, you just go out there and take what Mother Nature gives you. I canceled Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday because I had some older guys from Texas, and they didn't want to get blown out on Tuesday and Wednesday, so they didn't want to come. But I really, really want to go after those big trout right now because the moon's coming, and they're going to be some nice fish caught.
Yes, indeed. Well, if people want to come join you to do that, we've got you on my website. Give us your site and the reliable old cell phone number that you carry with you all the time.
Yeah, I got a dent in my pocket. CajunFishingAdventures.com, and they can get me direct at 504-559-5111, and we'll hook them up because fishing is off the chain.
Yeah, got some good times before it gets too excessively hot.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, keep an eye out for those glass men, Spawn, and we'll catch up with you next week.
I'm going to feed all these ducks sitting here waiting on me. Like, they just sitting here looking at me like, hey, get off the radio, let's go.
You seen any little ducklings around yet?
Not yet.
I'm starting to get some pictures in. Yeah, some of them are hatching already. I'm starting to get a few pictures.
Yeah, some wood ducks, too, have already hatched out, but all these want to do is eat.
Yeah, well, we got to have them repopulate, too. That's a very important. All right, Ryan, see you next time, buddy.
All right, buddy, see you.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, when we come back after this, we're just about out of time, so we're going to wrap it up. I'll tell you about next week's show and where I'll be in Mobile at that Eco Wild Expo, if you didn't hear about that, and also catch up on a few final text messages to 504-260-1870. Back to do it after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, our text board got a follow-up comment from John, and thanks for including your name this time, John. Yeah, he says, yes, I'm talking about fishing adult 5-pound 18-inch shad swimming upriver to spawn like the salmon do. You know, sometimes when we talk about fishing a spawn, we're talking about fishing the predator fish that attack the eggs and feed on the eggs of the fish that are spawning. But in this case, talking about the actual spawning fish themselves. All right, we're hearing from Dan in Mobile. He's going to try to make it to the Eco Expo next weekend. Yeah, when you come by, stop by my booth. It's booth L009. I love to meet a lot of you folks that we communicate with each Saturday morning from the Mobile and the Alabama coastal area. All right, here's one. I have seen a lot of boats at the end of Highway 11 Bridge. Are they catching trouts? Yes, they are catching trout. Drop-shotting them with live shrimp or on plastics, bouncing it on the bottom and mixed in with some freshwater catfish, also a few redfish and some black drum and sheephead. But fishing's been to, I don't know which end you're talking about. I'm assuming you're talking about the north end because that is generally the best end. Although I've caught one of the biggest trout I've ever caught on that south side of the Highway 11 Bridge in Pontchartrain. All right, let's see. Here's one that says, what tide chart do you find most accurate for the Lake Pontchartrain area? I can't figure it out. All right, that is not an easy... Lake Pontchartrain is one of the biggest lakes in the country, biggest lake in the state, and tides move at different times in different parts of Lake Pontchartrain. And the best way I can describe to you to figure out your area that you want to know when the tide's going to be high, low, or moving the best is what I call a tidal adjustment. And what you do is you get any tide chart. Find out a point on that area where it gives you a high or a low tide. Then when you're fishing in your area, read the tide, whether you're looking at a piling or a crab float. When you see the tide either starting to move in or fall out, write down that time. Then you can compare that to what was on the chart for a known area. Let's say it says the I-10 bridge, and let's say you're fishing west of that, somewhere on maybe on the shoreline, maybe a couple miles away. Well, now you've got a number where you can look for the next time you go fishing. Remember, it gets a little complicated because it changes at different times of the year with different moon phases, but generally, it may be a two-hour differential. So then you can add 2 hours. If you were 2 hours below where it was scheduled on the chart you read to your area. So for your specific area, if you see it's going to be 10 a.m. high tide at the I-10 bridge, then figure it's going to be high tide at 12 noon at your area. It gives you an adjustment factor. But again, you're going to have a pretty long list of data there if you try to do that for a lot of areas under a lot of conditions. Most of the pros that I fish with, what they do is they've got such knowledge because they're out there every day. When they see the tide moving in one area where they're fishing, they know instinctively what the time the differential factor is going to be on another spot. And they will head to that spot accordingly because they know they're going to find the tide either rising or falling at that time from experience. But that's the best way I can tell you that the fewer spots that you do that for, the more precise your smaller your database will be. But I don't know if it has a technical term, but that's what I call it, a tide adjustment table that you make on your own. Just notate the time on any chart for any known location. And then when you're at your location at that time, notate when what the tide is doing where you are, and that will give you some idea of how to calculate a falling, rising, or moving tide. Of course, the greater the tide, there can be some rare instances where the tide is so strong it actually is counterproductive, especially if it's got some wind that's exacerbating the tidal movement. Then it really becomes too fast where you can't hold the bottom and the fish can't line up where they want to. They got to get behind banks and cuts to alleviate some of the pressure on them. But for the most part, you want a good 1 foot, even a foot and a half tidal range. Sometimes the wind will be working against the tide, and that can kind of fool you on what the tide's doing. But when you put your bait in the water, a lot of times that's going to tell you what the tide's doing, if it's falling or it's rising. And again, you can visually look at maybe some pilings, bridge pilings, crab floats, whatever direction you see the ripples going away from that, well, that tells you whether the tide is falling or rising. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get Mike Gallo. Tune in again next Saturday morning, and when we get Mike Gallo on, we're going to get him to talk about how he reads areas for tides, what charts he uses for Lake Pontchartrain, because that's pretty much his one of his main fishing areas. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Don't forget next week, the Mobile Convention Center, the site of the big show, the Echo Wild Expo. I'm going to be there. Hope you come visit with us. But before you do that, tune us in again, because we do this every Saturday morning, including next Saturday. We start at 5. We wrap up at 7, which is right about time to do that now. What we call it is the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.